Welcome to Coffee and Tea. How are you, darling?
I'm okay. Got the babies fast asleep in bed. I'll be up at 5 a.m.
Uh-huh. In like 3 hours?
Yeah.
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 We could just rock it on through.
It's worth it to see his smiles.
Mm-hmm.
But.
It is.
He shit earlier.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
It was up to his armpits.
Of course. That's where you hose them down.
And I was like,
ugh. That's what the kitchen sprayer is for.
It's been a long time since I've had one like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hello, Brenda. I'll survive the tornado of 2024.
Oh, we got one on the way.
You got a winter storm on the way, right?
Yeah. We've had rain constant for 3 days now.
That's insane. Same here. Now we're getting a little bit of snow coming.
Really?
Yes.
That's mental.
And believe me, I'm beginning to feel like I'm mental.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a tornado. We've had a tornado touchdown in multiple areas. I think it's the same one. And I got to thinking, every 10 years we have this. A tornado, a derecho. A hurricane comes through, and I'm like, I give up.
Yeah.
And I get all prepped, because I keep a cabinet with all the stuff I need, the stove, the can, get it all out, get dinner done, just get the dishes washed, and the power comes back on. And I'm like, enough of this.
Oh, God. See, that's one thing they're working on over here. All cables are going underground.
Oh, how intelligent.
So there'll be nothing that can be damaged?
Mm-hmm.
The only time they will be damaged is if, something on the main switch goes.
Right.
But that's the only time.
Right, and then it's very rare. It isn't it's once a year.
It's the only time that normally flakes out is if it's hit by lightning.
Right. Which doesn't make sense. If it's hit by lightning, you already have extra energy.
We have energy surge plugs over here.
I know. You guys have different plugs, too.
We do. We do. Hang on. What is... That's our plugs. 3-pinned.
Yeah.
Oh, where are we? There. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 3-pin, different plugs, and 2-pin, some plugs.
No, nothing is 2-pin. All 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have that. We have, the 2 slots.
Yeah.
The only thing that looks like that is our dryers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, our dryers and our electric stoves look that way.
That's on every appliance and everything in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, everything.
Mm-hmm. Including your phone chargers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Over here, the 2-pin don't meet the British standards.
Mm-hmm.
So everything by law is 3.
Interesting, interesting. So, but no, there's that. Then my router went out today. That's why we were a few minutes late, is dear Joe, sweet Joe, get me online.
See, Brenda knows. Brenda, why have you got a spanner by your name? Is that something you've added?
No, that's because she's a moderator over here.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Right. See, I know now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we get any problem children, she can send them on down the road for me.
Well done.
Yes. Her and Shannon both are moderators on the station because they're baristas. We put them to work making coffee like the rest of us.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
So, I've been digging into some ADHD information. And for some reason, I guess because me and you've been talking in UK and all that, I started getting these things that...
Go on, hit me with it.
Apparently there's this girl that's from Britain and the Americans.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, and she, you know, it got me a little worried about you, darling. Like, y'all don't have ranch over there, or apparently it's not as popular. Oh, we'll have to send that over, because that's a powder. I can ship that. And then biscuits.
Don't you eat gravy and biscuits?
Yes.
See, no, that wouldn't work over here, because biscuits are sweet that we eat when we drink in tea.
Mm-hmm.
And gravy is something we put on our dinner.
No. Both to know. We do a sausage milk gravy over here that has like little flakes of sausage in it, and it's thick. Almost like a batter.
Right.
Okay. And then, yeah, think more of a scone.
Right.
Okay, except y'all guys have like fruit and cream in them, and we don't. We have, for me, the way I do it is it's equal parts butter and Crisco with flour and then buttermilk. And you pat them out like scones and you bake them.
Right.
And you peel them apart. And you put gravy over them, or if you're having them for dinner, you put butter and jam on them.
Right. That's different.
Yeah, it's very delicious. So why do you put your sausage on?
We have, we make sausage sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Or we have the hot dog rolls.
So... not this long sausage, it was like a sausage patty.
We'd use a roll for them, like a burger roll.
Ah, okay.
It's very, very rare you'd get the round patties over you of sausage.
I wonder what McDonald's is serving for breakfast then.
I think they have them shipped in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very rare you can actually go to a shop and buy them.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Yep.
See, Brenda knows.
Yes. I do. But again, we just need to ship your food.
I'm trying to think. Like, we have so many different things on, like, the food aisle.
Yeah, they're very different.
Do you have, yeah, because you eat peanut butter and jam over there, don't you?
Yes.
Ach, a vee.
Shh.
Jam is to go on toast.
Yes, with peanut butter underneath it.
No. Do you use the peanut butter, though, instead of butter?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's cross-contamination, definitely not. Definitely not. So why is your bacon different to ours then?
I think ours is thinner.
Ah, right. Because we get ours in slices.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have the bacon joints.
Yeah, no, we just have slight, very thin strips.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and, you know, some people like it burnt. Real crispy till it falls and crackles. Yeah. Not me. No, I like mine to be bendable.
I like to see it cooked, but I like to be able to chew it rather than crunch it.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Do you have squirty cheese over there?
We do, but I don't care for it. That's not cheese to me.
No.
Or cheese that comes in a jar. That's even worse.
We have cheese triangles. Like cheese spread in triangles.
Right.
And Brenda, you're right.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Brenda, you can't beat squirty cream. Oh, squirty cream is the best. Are you thinking what squirty cream is now?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that is.
It's an aerosol can.
Uh-huh.
And it is literally squirty cream.
Like whipped cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that.
In a can.
Yeah, we've got that.
Yeah.
But no, it's like I gotta research that because that just ticked me off. I'm like poor, you know, biscuits and gravy and, you know, chili apparently is done differently over there. Y'all guys only use mince meat in it, not like stew meat too.
Yeah, but if you use like the chunked meat, then that would become a stew.
Yeah.
You're Googling it now, we know.
Well, what I'm Googling is what the heck do they feed you for breakfast over there?
Pancakes. Here's one for you, Brenda. Have you tried haggis, Brenda?
Probably not, because we can't get it here.
Ah, right. See, our traditional dish from Wales is faggots and peas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so nice. Do you get faggots over there?
I'm not sure, my dear.
They're really, really nice. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a spicy meat.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really, the texture is like a sausage.
Okay.
But they're really nice. Oh, God, here comes trouble.
Hello, Miss Shannon. How are you, darling?
Ah, right.
See, you guys even have more vegetable deluxe menu. Yeah, I pulled up McDonald's just looking to see. It's like... Oh, menu. Okay, breakfast wrap. Mighty McMuffin with brown sausage. Okay, yeah, y'all guys have rolls instead of biscuits. And a lot of use of ketchup.
Ketchup on everything. Do you have brown sauce over there?
We don't have your brown sauce. We have a brown sauce over here, but it's not exactly the brown sauce
right.
that you guys have. Okay, that looks really weird. Not seeing a biscuit on breakfast menu. No side of gravy at all. At least you do have a sausage patty. Okay. So we're going to get out of that horror. No, it's a trap. It's not a scone. It's a trap.
Oh, Brenda got it. Daddy sauce. Oh, Brenda, that's my favorite. It really is. Oh, Shannon, where have you had a tattoo?
She's had a few.
Ooh, what did you have done?
It was real cute. It's like this little thing. I don't know. It showed a couple. It was like this little thing, like this little creature thing. It's really cute. Oh, that's, I thought you got like two.
Ooh. See, I've got, what have I got? I think I got 9 or 10.
Tats?
And I won. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and I need to have a new one done for the baby.
Cool. You're going to get a big lion?
Well, I want something this... Each one of my tattoos are sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got the boys' names on my back and the pride sign.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one on each inner arm.
Right.
I got one on each ankle. Mm-hmm. And I've got a big one there.
Right. Oh, so the kids were getting tattoos.
Oh,
see? That's why I thought you were getting multiple tats. I was like, dad, girl, you're getting it. But no, she got the star card with the sooty spike on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But now, how long, not a mind, Ninja? Oh, they're paying for theirs in the future. Oh, you've created monsters. Because once you get one piece of ink, you need multiples.
Yeah.
I have the Eye of Horus and Pride colors here. I'm planning on getting a bear paw here. I want to get my shield here or family crest here. And then I don't know what I'm getting over there.
I love that name. Not a Mind Ninja.
Yeah, it's a real good one. So how's your week going so far?
It's been really
network-wise.
It's been quiet until today.
Today it was different. I'm still going through this shift because, like, all my clients are calling me during the day now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like.
I'm petrified of needles. I have my B12 jab every 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Every 8 weeks, I swear like hell at the nurse.
Right.
Tattoo, right. I love the pain.
Uh-huh.
The tattoo, the pain is totally different. And it is like, give me more.
See, for me, it depends on the tattoo artist. Now, the one that done my chest, me and him had to have a conversation. It's like, I say stop, you stop. He's like, okay.
See, the one I go to, we've done all mine. And mm-hmm. I say to him, even if I tell you stop, don't. Mm-hmm. And the ones on my ankles were the most painful.
Uh-huh.
And when he was doing one, I went, stop, you're hurting me. Do you know what he said to me?
Get over it.
Shut up, you fucking queen. Let me get on with it. No. I love them. Really mm-hmm. do.
Well, and I think it's really prideful. It's like my piercings. I love my piercings.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, if I can get my stomach back, I'll get my final one and it'll complete the diamond.
I'm not having any more piercings. I'm happy with what I got. Because don't forget, I'm a grand now. I gotta look some sort of respectable.
Well, that's why you get them where under, you know, where people can't see them.
I'm not having my nips done.
Oh, why not?
No.
Oh, goodness, darling.
Oh, God.
I've got double. I've got the double cross on each of them.
Oh, no. Yeah. Can you imagine having that done, shoving your boobies in a mammogram machine and they get stuck or something? No, thank you.
Uh-huh.
They magnetized.
No, because what you have to do is you have to take them out and you put in the plastic ones. I've done that before.
No.
Yeah.
No. Definitely not. I'll go for tattoos instead.
Well, I got to get both. You know, at this point, it's just like your total addiction on both.
But it's funny, the boys will say to me, bearing in mind they're 28 and 25, Mum, can we have a tattoo?
No.
Mum, you got tattoos, yeah. But the difference is I don't have to go for job interviews. I got my job. Mm-hmm. I don't have to visit people if I don't want to. If people visit me, that's their choice. So no, you're not having no tattoos.
Well, again, follow the Japanese principle of it. If you can put a short sleeve dress shirt on over it, you can have anything you want.
No, they're not allowed.
Okay.
They said to me, once you've had one, you'll have more. I said, no, one will be enough.
Uh-uh.
It's like a bug.
It is, but I think it's because you free yourself out of those blocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure pain theory thing.
Excuse me. For me, it's not a pleasure pain theory. It's a freedom thing. It's like, yay, I'm out of the box. Of course, you know, my grandmother was like, if you get your ear pierced, I'm disowning you. Last time I saw her, you know, she was making, because, you know, I got when I was 18, I'm like, uh-huh. She's like, how many you got now? I was like, nine. How many times are you going to disown me?
See, I just think they really, with tattoos, mm-hmm. I feel, everybody's an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos are important to some people and other people just like them.
Right. But I've always been the one, if you get ink, it needs to have a meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
these people that pull up and they get like a Tweety Bird. And I'm like, so what's the story behind your tat?
Yeah.
They're like, it was on sale. And I'm like, it isn't like you're getting a kitchen counter.
See, on my ankles, I've got Mum on one ankle and Nan on the other ankle with roses.
Uh-huh.
Up there, I got everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And on that one, I got two hearts become one soul.
Right.
So to me, they've all got a meaning.
Right.
As strange as... Oh, see, but some people are quite prudish, aren't they, when they come to piercings?
Very prudish, and it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Over you, well, when I was little, I had my ears pierced the first time when I was 3 weeks old.
Right. Like, that's because a common thing for babies now.
Over here now, they've stopped it. You know, like you can go to the jeweler stores to have your ears pierced.
Mm-hmm.
They've stopped that over here now until the age of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
What, just the hard not taking care of them?
No, just that they don't like doing them.
Ah. That happens.
To me, I think it's better to have them done as young as possible, because then they don't play with them.
Right. They don't play with them. They know that they're, you know, and then it becomes part of their identity.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember those piercings.
Mine was a peg to make the ear numb, a bar of soap behind the ear, and a darning needle.
Oof. See, all of mine have been professionally done.
Oh, you're not brave, are you?
No, it's just because nobody would do it. And I'm like, fine, I'll go get it done myself.
The second ones I done myself. And the one up there I done myself.
Yeah. Now, I like my cartilage piercings. I don't wear them much now. I need to put them in and get them open again. But I like those, except when I've got a headset on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's like, ugh, you know, keep moving it out of the way. I know, those are like rites of passages for me.
Yeah. And that's, how can I put it? That is like the only jewellery, and my eyebrow. I had that professionally done because it was too close to my eye.
Right.
But.
See, I've never wanted the eyebrows or the nostril. I thought about the septum.
No.
Yeah, I am going to probably get a second tongue ring because I'm starting to talk fast again. That was the whole reason I got my tongue pierced, was to extend my call time.
Oh, my God.
You need to slow down your tongue. And I'm like, fine. I went and got a tongue piercing. Took a week off. Hey, my call time went up.
Oh, God. See you. See you. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, but at the same time, it's like, oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know, we live in this vehicle once. My car, I decorate. Why shouldn't I decorate the other vehicles in my life? Yeah.
I always see it as, if you get murdered or something, with tattoos, at least it's identification.
Uh-huh. Very much so. Because they can't get those off of you. They can pry out your teeth and all that. Do we have baby movement?
No, he's okay. He's wriggling.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's good.
He's a good boy. I won't be saying that 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, you will. You'll be going, oh, come on, let's go snuggle in bed.
Bless him.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him. So, did you have any damage done in the storm?
Not me. Like, my property was all great.
Yeah.
But, like, the power lines were ripped out in a section of town. So that took them forever to get duct tape back together. I swear they used duct tape to fix those suckers. And then 2 towns over, a house is completely gone.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, like gone. And then there's been some flooding up north. So it's like, this is just like, you know, Mother Nature was 2 days late from April Fool's Day, but I'm sick of her pranks.
The thing is, I suppose the way you've got to look at it is you got off lightly compared to some people.
We did. Like, we missed an evening of work. It was Sue, you know, and you know, we had to replace a router today because it apparently died. But other than that, we were fine. Do you know what Bondo is?
Have you heard of Bondi Beach?
Bondo.
No.
It's putty on a vehicle. I just finished the putty on my car. I had two rust spots. I bondoed them, and they had just dried enough for me to start sanding. And I was laying down because one of them was like on the undercarriage. I was laying down and sanding, and it started raining. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Mm-hmm. See, that's when you need black bags and duct tape.
Yes.
To cover it.
Well, no, it was hard, so it was fine. Or I think it's fine. We'll figure out once all this dries out and I get in there and sand a little more.
Yeah.
Yep, we pulled out the oil lamps. We pulled it because I have multiple. We pulled out the camp stove. There's a propane camp stove. Our heating systems are already propane. So I can operate like I'm in the 1800s again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and everyone looks at me like, why do you have all this stuff? And I'm like, I live in Southern West Virginia.
Yeah.
We love all our modern conveniences, but we have to be ready to lose everything.
Yeah.
Because heck, if it had gone on another day and a half, we would have lost water.
What's your water quality like?
Crappy.
Yeah, same as I was.
It. Yeah, I don't drink it.
No, I buy bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put chlorine in our water.
They do ours too. It smells like bleach. I can tell, like, since the storm, I'm sure they have flushed the system because it smells like I got a bucket of bleach every time that I run something. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been ridiculous. But no, I've been doing some research into what I've always called the alpha state. Yeah, it is a very large problem with the water in the United States in general. Like, we have a failing ecosystem here. Like, point blank, some of our pipes have been in the ground for over 200 years.
Bloody hell.
Not replaced. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, they're doing a national thing over here now where they're changing all the copper pipes for plastic.
Okay.
Because they've said that the plastic won't crack like copper piping do.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. That's what they're doing.
Right. And I think it's really good. See, and this is the thing. Your government goes through there. And get they fix your infrastructure. They're redoing your infrastructure. They're replacing the pipes. Are they even coming into your homes to replace them?
No. No, okay. That's up to the home owners.
Uh-huh.
They will come to, like, the boundary.
Right.
Of the front and the back.
Right.
But the landlords, because I'm in a social housing house, it's the landlord's responsibility. But in their defense, they do come every 12 months and check.
Uh-huh.
They check the water pipes, the gas boiler, and all the electric.
Right. And that's really good. I mean, because over here, they just don't.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was redoing his house and had cloth right. Didn't know it, but part of the wiring in the house was cloth wrap. That was early. That was like 1930s wiring. And I'm like, dude. He's like, I'm upgrading my electric and they just find this. And now they're like having to rip his house apart.
Yeah. Well,
new wire.
Our electrics upgraded 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that pipe is there. It's all my wet electric wires all boxed in.
Right.
Rather than them digging into the walls.
Right.
So.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so not my ninja. Again, Duke Energy. I'm very familiar with Duke Energy. I'm not a fan of them. Are doing a huge coal ash spill splash and then using the ash into concrete along with their chemical message. It's so bad. Anyway, it shakes my head. Yeah. And, you know, not cleaning up their spills and then charging us. This is what I don't get is our electric companies, they keep getting raises.
Yeah.
But they don't actually backfill or do anything other than, like, required repair. Like, the power went out, so now they're going to require repair. Now, that, Brenda, mark my word, they're going to be back at the Public Service Commission begging for another raise after this.
I can't complain, because with all our electric price hikes the last 2 years, our electric have actually gone down in price. I think it's this month it goes down.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have never seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was needed because
right.
Between my electric and gas a month, I spent £300.
Right. That's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my electric and gas, and I don't put the gas on.
That's surprising. Well, I don't know. You've had some pretty cold nights there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get to my age and you're having the change and the sweats, it's easier not to put it on.
Right.
Oh, see.
Right. See, this is just insane what Duke is doing. They were a crappy company when I lived in North Carolina and South Carolina.
Yeah.
Crappy. But see, you guys' electric and gas is not public. It's, not privatized, it's public, correct?
Yeah, you can, I think we've got, right, we got British Gas, we've got Npower.
Right.
There's about 8 different companies you can choose from.
Wow.
But we've only got one water company.
See, we only have one water company, one power company, one cable company, one gas company. Like, we don't have choice. No.
We can choose with our electric as well.
The only thing we can choose is our cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It really is.
Yeah. It's insane.
I'm trying to think what everything else then we do independently.
Right. Let's take a break.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Sean have just texted me, wiggly baby. He kept his eyes closed, but very wriggly.
Okay. Yeah, I just heard the tone and I'm like, oh, maybe we need to go.
He will cry if he wants his dummy. Sean is on baby watch.
Aw, thank you.
There we go. Bless him. With cable, we can use... Do you call cable TV or telephone?
Both over here and internet.
Yeah. We can pick from about 12 different companies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And a lot of the time now, our mobile providers are offering internet within the home for next to nothing.
Wow. And is it real internet or is it hotspot?
No, real internet.
Wow. That's insane. That'd be going like, who's got my speed? Do you have that license for your TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just gone up to £196 a year.
Per TV?
Per TV. But... Wow. This is the catch now. even if you don't own a TV,
mm-hmm.
but you live stream,
uh-huh.
you still need a license.
Interesting.
Because it's something to do with the British Broadcasting Organization.
Right. Which, I'm sorry, BBC does a good job. Comparative to the U.S. news, all right, you can stream over there. Stream Fox News for a week and come back and tell me the BBC doesn't do better.
Thing is, the BBC at the moment, they are not producing mm-hmm. anything new.
Uh-huh.
Everything is repeats.
Right.
But that is literally what our TV license covers us for.
Right.
It's supposed to be for BBC One and BBC Two
mm-hmm.
and live streaming. Right. But so many people over here use Sky. Have you heard of Sky right. Television? Yeah.
Yes.
Most people over here use Sky. So their argument is they don't watch BBC One and BBC Two.
Uh-huh.
They pay Sky every month, so why should they have to have a TV license as well?
Understandable, understandable.
But they're getting clever now. Every TV that's purchased uh-huh. will have the internet installed on it.
Uh-huh.
So basically anything you're watching is live streamed.
Mm-hmm.
So they catch you that way.
Right. You know, it's one way or another. Yeah. The government's going to catch you. But I don't know. Like, unfortunately over here, we have crappy news.
Right.
Like, I for most of our news, I go to Germany or I go to Sky News.
Yeah.
You know, under an incognito browser so I don't get the filtered news.
Yeah.
You know, for 3 days here, the only thing that was on the telly was something to do with some Hollywood star. I don't remember who it was. Okay. There were floods going on in Africa. Germany had wildfires going on that ate up half the country. And then it's like, we are hearing crap about, this star getting arrested. Like right it's now, ridiculous. I guess it's P. Diddy. Yeah, P. Diddy has been all over our news here.
Yeah.
All they got was a search warrant.
Yeah.
There's much more things going on.
Yeah. What have I got on my Sky News at the moment? Where do we? Sky News. You like my Sky News, don't you?
I do. I started reading it every day.
Ooh, that's just happened.
Okay.
Israel to open new routes for humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Good. Like, that needs to happen. At this point, I do not understand why the United States doesn't have a new state called Israel.
Yeah. There we are. This is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Robbery ringleader found guilty of PC murder almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. Guarantee you didn't make the news. Guarantee. It's
crazy. Crazy. Where's it? Faulty Navy missile forces Denmark to close its largest strait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like all different things. Use one for you. A missing dog turns up 9 months later and 2,000 miles away from home.
Mm-hmm.
See, that to me, that's what news is about.
Yeah, that's what news is about.
Yeah.
And he managed to journey from California to Michigan.
Oh, you've read that one of them?
No, I just brought it up. Now, let me go over to our, I don't know. Let's go for CNN because I don't need my blood pressure to rise. Trump suffers setback in his efforts to derail two cases. Biden to Nicaragua protects citizens or else. theft of $30 million in one of the most largest cash heists in Los Angeles history. The eclipse. Wear red and green to experience the progenita effect during the total solar eclipse. Why NASA is launching rockets into the eclipse path. The latest eclipse forecast throwing a curveball at eclipse watchers. And that's my front page.
See, that's crazy, isn't it? How our news are totally different.
Yeah. Now, let's go over, I've got coffee, so let's go over to the other major broadcaster. All right, so all right, Michael Duggan, stunned to learn DNA test shows he is a cousin with fellow Hollywood star. Major problem, broker who found squatters in home says city is allowing a culture of lawlessness. Jimmy Kendall says Trump's leading new poll just gives him a headache. Stamp approved woman turns unanimous dating strategy after being fed up with looking for eligible men. This is the front page of the news.
Really?
Really.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Really,
plans to scale back on child abuse reports citing structured racism. Wife of rancher accused of killing illegal immigrants found dead on his property testifies. Oliver and Kate Hudson discuss his trauma, comments about their mom, Goldie Hawn. Woman in disbelief after scanning price tags of fruit and veggie platter. Dozen of skydivers will enjoy the solar eclipse by taking the plunge during the sky. Are you kidding me?
There's nothing on there normal people are interested in.
No. Not at all. Not at all. In neither one of these places. There's nothing that anyone is interested in except for, you know, going out of it. South African football player shot dead in carjacking. That would be a better front line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. NATO, Russia is warns of direct confrontation with NATO. Gaza moguls network to effectively collapse, and how they are recording their dad. You know, this is real news. We'll even go over to BBC.UK. Not .com. We're going to go to the .UK. Also, it can't be reached. Okay. All right, so bleed stare here. Israel says it's opening up 3 aid routes into Gaza. Gaza charity workers' death was a crime, says parents. Taiwanese earthquake, the walls were crumbling. Brenda, have you heard of a Taiwanese earthquake? Anyone here, have you heard of a Taiwanese earthquake?
I did last night, but that was on Sky News.
Right. But that's, you know, that's outside, like, the Americans in our audience.
Yeah.
You know, so tell me, we've got a free news system. That's our news reporting around here. From TikTok.
And you know, if it's on TikTok, it's true.
It's gotta be your... All right. So do you have a local news station?
Yeah. We have East Anglia.
Okay.
I have to think then.
Do they actually do regular news?
Yeah.
So, of course, WAY, they went down to her and everything. So here we go. We have a confirmed Hurricane Norton near Hyco. WVEW and local agencies address storm aftermath. And that's the only two news stories here. All local election headquarters. Like, that's very important.
It's like, crazy.
Really, it is. And you got to click through ads to get there. Like, they've sold ads out to support their freaking website.
It don't make sense, do it?
No, not at all. Oh, so it was an EF2 tornado. Okay. So, Brenda, we survived an EF2. You know, none of this is making sense. None of us is, like, it is bad. Our parents had better news.
Yeah.
Than what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a question for you.
Go on. Hit me with it.
So is it true British thinks the Americans are lazy?
I think you get laziness everywhere.
Well, I know. Like, I know Americans are rude internationally because we send our worst and our dumbest out.
Yeah. I wouldn't say so much lazy. I look at it from different lifestyles. The lifestyles are totally different.
Right.
You could call a lot of people over you lazy.
Yeah.
Personally, I wouldn't say they're lazy. I'd say everybody does their own thing in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but no, that was something else that I'm like, what? Oh, we are idiots, honey. I'm sorry, we are idiots. We are part of the most uneducated population.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What?
What bullshit are they going to come out with next?
What, that we are one of the lowest educated populations? The U.S. is definitely so.
I wouldn't say that, you know.
I'll say it because there are people in the United States that have gone all the way through high school that cannot read or do basic math.
But then you got to ask yourself, is there an underlying issue why they can't?
Yes, it's because they weren't taught. There isn't a health condition. There isn't a mental condition. There isn't a psychological error. Like, you can sit down and teach them this.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to teach anything that is not part of the testing here.
Really?
Really. I have so many I know so many teachers that have left the field because they can't teach.
Right.
They're allowed to actually teach. They have to get them ready for the stupid test. You know, no child left behind. They're leaving all of them behind.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm teaching them how to do is to choose A, B, C, or D.
We've got a thing over here. It's called Every Child Matters.
Right.
You know, if a family split up,
mm-hmm.
that's called a child in need.
Right.
And that's a child then there is watched over to make sure that they are coping with everything.
Right. We don't have that.
See.
Okay. You get a divorce, so well, it's Tuesday.
Would you say it's the education system that's failing?
Yes. I think it's the system, not the teachers. I love our teachers.
Yeah.
Teachers do a lot of things. But they're not allowed to do their job anymore.
No.
Okay. They're not allowed to sit down and go, Johnny, this is A. A sounds like uh. This is B. B sounds like but. They've got to teach them whatever's on the curriculum test to make sure that they get their scores for government funding.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
And, do you have SATs over there?
Say that again.
Do you have SATs?
No clue.
Every child at the age of 11 over here have to take SATs.
Mm.
Then they
think of that every year.
That gets done only when they're 11 years old. But mm-hmm. from that, they identify which children need extra help
mm-hmm.
and which children don't.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good way they do things over here in this system.
Very much so. Like, I'm sorry, the English system of education is fabulous.
Yeah.
I've looked at their schooling. I've looked at the curriculum. This is why most parents are pulling their children out and homeschooling them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or shipping them off to boarding schools. It's because they can't get educated.
No. Personally, I don't think the boarding schools over here teach them anything different. I think the boarding schools more isolate the child.
Right. And, you know, I don't know if it's makes them more independent. Of course, I know there's like big news, like they may be like the future king is going to be possibly going to a co-ed school.
Yeah.
That was kind of like what?
He is. I've got to think now. He's going to a private school.
Right.
I have to think then. He's going to a private school in London.
Right. He'll be going. He's going to a different one than what they've traditionally sent to that.
Yeah.
Because the current king was sent off to Scotland to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently they're sending him to Teddy. Old Teddy, apparently.
Oh, I don't know that one. It's probably known by a different name to us.
Right. Well, it was like the slur name or whatever. But I thought it was very interesting. Just some of y'all's curriculum and, you know, some of the, you know, you look at the permanency of it.
Yeah.
You know, comparatively. And it's like, are you kidding me?
It's ridiculous. But then, this is going to sound harsh, but they're not actually taught life skills.
Right.
Like in our high schools, they get to do cooking, needlework, woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
That's basic life skills.
Right. Not here.
That's for boys and girls as well now.
Right. But again, not here.
No.
They took that out. There are people that do not know how to deposit their paycheck. Or write a deposit slip at all. Or a check.
That's ridiculous.
McDonald's had to change the way that it tells them to give cash to show the pictures of the money.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Right. St. Edward's School, George says it's Teddy's.
Yeah.
You know, is where he's going, which is, you know, a different school than they've ever sent a royal before. So it'll be interesting. Granted, it's not finalized yet. They got to make sure that they can handle the boys' security, you know. And I think that's highly important, especially right now in the world we're living in.
Without a doubt.
You know, his poor mom can't even get better without, you know,
no.
American Post posting a picture of her sister, not her, her sister, driving with her mom. Which, you know, let's get back on the press thing there. I like the British press because they refuse to post those pictures. They're like, nope. We're not buying any sensational pictures that are not approved.
Yeah. The British press are brutal.
They are, but they at least have ethics.
Yeah.
You know.
That's so true, because over right. here they're trying to make it a cashless society,
mm-hmm.
which I can understand why, but then right. that's going to do people out of jobs, so I don't agree with it.
Okay, explain to me how it's going to do them out of job.
Because in our supermarkets,
mm-hmm.
we have tills for card only and tills for cash only.
Right.
So the ones who have cash only, they will no longer be needed.
But they're going to have to open those tills up for cards.
No.
Like the population is going to still require them.
Because over here, they use little machines that they scan their shopping with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is another thing. Self-checkouts, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they scan their machines as they're putting things in their trolley.
Right.
And then they take that to the till,
mm-hmm.
and the till does it all for them. They just pay and walk away.
Right. That started here. We've had self-checkout for a while, and companies are starting to pull them out.
Yeah. Because it brings on shoplifting as well.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't think it'll get rid of under-the-table jobs or side gig jobs, and here's why. Because they're always going to have to be a way for me to send money to you. You know, like right now, I'd, you know, send mom a Zelle, you know, or send, you know, this one or that. You know, if I got to pay my lawn dudes, I can do that with a Cash App.
But you know why they're doing it as well, don't you?
I'm listening.
So the people can't be paid in cash.
Mm-hmm.
So it means the government knows exactly what you've going into your bank account,
mm-hmm.
so that you pay the right tax.
Right. Well, and I think that in a partial that it, you, well, I like your British taxes anyhow, because there's a percentage.
Yeah.
You know, you pay a strict percentage. This is the taxes. This is what you get for your taxes. It's no question. You know. As to, you know, if you do, you know, if you make 10, you take 5, they take 50%, you know.
Yeah.
Again, it's simple. They got a Patreon for sales. That would be even better. Curious. That would be interesting too. Well, honey, I know it's late for you. Thank you for joining me for calling.
You're very welcome. And I've been keeping my voice down because of baby.
And honey, you've been doing just fine. All right. I do want to thank our patrons. Thank you, Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda Bryant, Sharon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devon. If you would like to learn how to support the show and its production costs, please visit us at PCSPnetwork.com. gmail.com. Good night, darlings.
Good night. Bye, guys.